Mindo is another concept mapping application, quite a powerful one, really highly featured. If you create yourself a free account, you'll be limited to just mind maps, but you can obviously put a premium version, and that's a subscription, and with that you get far more features and tools and far more storage space and unlimited maps. With a free version started, you'll be able to see how useful Mindomo can be. When you create a map, you're offered a series of tools with the look and feel of it. You can start by choosing one of the themes, or indeed you can customize it and have your own. They give just a general look and feel to things. You can choose the layout from a number of different types of layout, so things like organizational charts or standard concepts or tree type versions with the branches to the left and right. You can also specify the kind of relationship exists between different topics, and you can choose that they link to one another, how they look in terms of colour and the lines and so forth. And then once you've created store, started to create on your map, you can also overlay a boundary. So if you want to group together a number of different nodes so that it's that they fit into a certain, then you can overlay a boundary on them. And when around on your map, the boundary stays with them and they're rendered. Talking about the nodes, there's different that you can attach to them. You expect to be able to add notes that you can provide the context that surrounds the node. You can certainly add hyperlinks and add image, but you can also add multimedia. So you can add video and audio to the topic, and that's of linking to a YouTube video, for example, or maybe a podcast. You can also record audio notes too, or them from your computer. And again, you'll be limited on the free version. If you want to group together different nodes in a different way and highlight and tag them, if you will, you can add icons to them. And then you come on to that you'd expect from being able to collaborate with others. You can add comments to your topic and bookmark things, information about the tasks that you're engaged in. And that's to help us people share the map and who might be collaborating with. And you share that out by providing them with inviting them in to be collaborators on the map. So sharing things out on a wider context, the first thing you've got to do is publish it to the web, and then you can obviously again share the link, or you can use the embed code to pop it in the share settings. It enables you to set that up in the way you want. An extra feature of Mindomo, though, is to turn it into a presentation tool. So in Simple to Prezi, you can draw areas on the map which then become slides, and when from one slide typically zooms and moves to the next area. So if you were doing this in your concept map as a means to present to an audience, that's quite a powerful feature and very different to the other concept mapping applications. All well worth trying then, and that's Mindomo, the free version of Scoot.